Hello, welcome to Boom Talk. I'm your host, Felicia Dejean. In today's episode, which is our very first episode, I want to talk to you guys about married in ministry. Yes, being married in ministry. Are there any cons to the pros of it? I thought, what better person to bring on here to help me talk to y'all other than my husband, Christopher Dejean? So guys, we're going to have an awesome show today, and I hope you all are blessed with what we have to share with you all. Hello. So before we get started, I want to tell you guys what boon actually means. The word boon is a thing that is beneficial or helpful. So I hope in these future podcasts, this episode and future episodes, that we really bring forth to you guys something that is actually beneficial and you find to be helpful in your lifestyle. So with that being said, I want to go ahead and introduce my husband, Christopher Dejean. You want to go ahead and say something to the people?
Hello. How's everybody doing?
So yeah, he right now he's acting like he's a man of few words, but you're going to find out in a little bit that that is not true. That's a little deception going on there, but that's a topic for a whole nother episode. So we're talking about marriage and ministry today. So I just want to talk about Priscilla and Aquila for a second. And if you find in the Bible, every scripture that you find about Priscilla and Aquila, you always find them together. They're never separate. They're always together. And my understanding of the two of them were that they met with Paul and when they were asked to leave Rome, and Paul became basically their teacher. And so they traveled with Paul. They were Paul's protector. They looked out for Paul. And if I'm not mistaken, they even almost lost their life a time or two to trying to protect Paul. So with that being said, to me, they were such a great representation of a married couple in ministry. And I recall my father-in-law, who's no longer with us, but he's in resting in the heavens with our father, told me and my husband that we reminded him of Priscilla and Aquila. And at the time, I really didn't know what he was talking about. And I guess he foreseen that, you know, we would be in ministry together and that, you know, we would have a ministry that would help others. So anyway, with that being said, in ministry, when a husband and wife work together, I find that while it has so many pros, I find that it oftentimes can be a little trying because we know that the husband is the head of the household. So I think at times when husband and wives are working together in ministry, sometimes it could be a little frustrating because I think in ministry, while he's the head of the household, in ministry, there's no respect to person. So we have to honor each other and the anointings on each other and remember that, you know, there's no greater or lesser in the eyes of God. But, you know, for us both to operate in whatever gifts or anointings that we're supposed to be operating in that time. And that's just my perspective on it. I feel like when we're together in ministry that we are equals. But as far as him being the husband and the father in the household, I feel that that's his time to take the lead. Chris, you want to tell them how you feel about it and your pros and say your cons in working in ministry with your wife, myself?
Yes, I think there's a lot to go with that. But I think first I'd like to congratulate my wife on starting up this podcast. And she's always been an innovator and a person that likes taking risks on things of these natures. And this is another example of it. So I want to first congratulate her on the podcast and also give a little input on the marriage in ministry part of it, I guess from a man's perspective. And again, men can have different perspectives, but as well as women as well. But my part, I think, or my thoughts are, is that I think today's society see things a lot different than what years past. So as you can see today, women have a bigger voice. There's still a ways to go in that. But with ministry, the word equal shouldn't even matter in ministry, because if we're all part of God's kingdom, we all should find ourselves at a lower stature or a lower point to give credence to the next person. So what that means is, if we see someone in need, we shouldn't find ourselves bigger than the need. So a lot of times in marriage and in ministry, we should be looking at one another to be a help. And marriage can always give a lot of hard things to swallow on each side for the man and the woman. So, yeah, marriage is one thing. Ministry is also another. And then to join those two, it will always bring challenges. But it also should show a point where both people are should be willing to give part of themselves to the other one.
So basically, you're saying that marriage and ministry is a part, both of them is a partnership, but two different types of partnerships, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on those partnerships for me a little bit? Because in the way I look at it is, this might be off task a little bit, but I feel that men and women in ministry are treated different. It's sometimes often like in a workplace, you know, we say that men are treated in a different aspect as far as women are. I found in cases where that's true in ministry as well. Do you feel like there's ever been a case where you and I were treated differently because you are a man and I'm a woman?
Yes, that happens actually all the time, especially with certain denominations. Women can't sit on a pulpit. Women are not allowed to minister. So it's always a different scenario everywhere you go. So just like in a workplace, just like in this world today, as you can see, prejudice and things of separation is still goes on. But to kind of bring it back to Aquila and Priscilla, those two fought the way to bond beyond the circumstance. So you have to constantly rejoin yourself together as a husband and wife. If there's something that brings you separation or disagreements, or the outside world comes in and says you can, but you can't, you have to constantly find your mold back to one another. And sometimes that's separating yourself from that denomination. Sometimes it's separating yourself from those group of people. Sometimes it's separating yourself from family members or friends. And those things, what I just finished naming, family and friends, are the hardest ones to separate from.
I agree.
Because they're part of your life. Right. But you know, as the Bible says, once you gain a wife or a husband, you know, that's your first priority. And today, a lot of people don't see it that way. They see mom or daddy or even children as above the husband and wife. So it's a lot of growth that people in ministry and husband and wives in ministry needs to teach on or even learn on, because it's truly not just one way men run the things and women are a support system. That's total opposite of what Jesus came for. In just general.
I agree with you on that. Because I feel like oftentimes the enemy will use that very thing. Like he will use those treatments, so to speak. Say, for instance, like, you know, you're reverenced for what you offer a ministry, but your wife is often maybe overlooked. And the enemy will use that very thing to try to sow discord between a husband and wife. And I think that's why, you know, especially when a husband and wife, you know, you're already, you've been joined together in a holy matrimony. So then you also in ministry together. I think that's why it's so important for husband and wife to pray together. that coming together and that sense of unity, I really believe strengthens the bond between the two. And my personal experience, I feel like there's been times where, you know, I've come to you, there's been times where I felt that I was overlooked. And you've always been really good about supporting me and listening to me and praying for me and even correcting me at times. And when I felt like that I was mistreated or basically just wasn't even acknowledged for being a human being at times. And there's been times where I feel like people, even in ministry, they acknowledge you just because of who your husband is or vice versa, or just because of who your wife is. And it becomes about a man thing and not necessarily a God thing. And that's one of the reasons why I feel that we are a little different, because we don't get caught up in all that. And we respect each other and what we have to offer and the anointings and gifts that God placed on the inside of the both of us, that it's not about us, but it's about the gifts, using the gifts to help others.
Yeah, I think more so the thing we have noticed are how other people deal with their celebrity. And that's the thing that can also separate friendships, relationships, ministries. And then the hardest part of that is being humble. A lot of times people can make the man move up the plateau a little more than a wife. And if you don't watch it, you'll find separation there. Right. Before you know it, there's men circling around the husband and women circling around the husband. And then the wife is 10 steps back, standing in a corner, watching these people give him accolades. And she's left there alone. So you have to have a real balance. And you, if you're being the one that getting the accolades or the being awarded or being acknowledged, you have to have a happy medium with even that, because even acknowledgments and awards, if it's not for the purpose of glorifying God in Amen. The end, you find yourself taking it personal. Yes. And soon as you give the devil an inch, he's going to take that and make it a mile. So for us, we're constantly checking one another. It may not be at the event. It may not be at the church function. It may not be in public, but at home we constantly, and sometimes that could become a heated argument or battle or conversation.
Yes.
But in the end, we both are constantly bringing each other back to what we call reality.
Amen. And I think that's important. And what's even more important is walking in humility and allowing yourself to be corrected. And of course, we're all flesh and blood, and sometimes the ouch don't feel good, so we don't want to receive it in that time. Because I know those times where you come to me and it might have been a couple of days later, you know, after the Holy Spirit that had to work on me a little bit, and I'll be like, hey, thanks for showing me that, because, and I'll apologize, you know what I'm saying, for not receiving it in that moment. And one other thing before we bring this to a close is acknowledging one another. I think, you know, it's important, because I know there's women conferences that I've done, and I've always acknowledged you and bring recognition to you, because you are my partner. You're you're the other half of me. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's because of who we are to each other that God is able to do what he do through the both of us. And I have an uncle that's a pastor, and I really respect him and look up to him. And, you know, I'm always talking about him, my Uncle Benny. And yes. I just love the way he always acknowledges his wife. And I think
it's one of the most beautiful things how he just acknowledges and exalts his wife every chance he can get. And she has such a sweet, beautiful spirit. And they're that couple that I think that every Christian couple, especially those that's in ministry, they're like that role model. And as well as my mom and dad, because my mother, she was so humble. And, and my dad, you know, when my dad was pastoring, she was just so humble. She didn't mind, so to speak, being that the silent one in the marriage, you know. And but she was a prayer warrior, and a lot of people didn't know that about her. She prayed earnestly for her children, for her husband, for her grandchildren, and she and my father both was such another good role model for how husbands should treat wives and wives be submissive unto their husbands. And I'm not gonna lie, that submissive part is something I struggle with from time to time, but I thank God that He is the potter, I'm the clay, and yes, He's yet doing a work within me, as well as the both of us. And I'm just thankful that we were able to come on here and share a part of us, and hoping that it would help others, husband and wife that's in ministry, understand that it's not always easy, but it's all rewarding in the end.
Yes, I agree. It can be. It also can be a challenge. So as you know me, I'm the lighthearted cynic. If y'all don't know me, y'all will. So get ready. But it's a platform that's used to encourage and enlighten, and also open up your hearts to some areas that you may be weak in. So give us a few minutes of your time. Enjoy the podcast and listening. And if you have any questions, my wife also has an email and also a few other avenues if you'd like to counsel with us, join with us, or even just have a conversation. We're not the gossiping type. We're definitely not the type that share things with anything that we discuss. So again, thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us, and appreciate y'all.
So this concludes our episode on Married in Ministry. And as my husband said, we thank y'all for tuning in. We pray that y'all was blessed and received something. So until next time, guys, stay safe and stay healthy. Bye for now.